I don't always sleep well. And when I don't, I lie there with my eyes closed, hoping to drift back to sleep. My thoughts ping around like a pinball game, sometimes worried, and thinking about what I said, did, or should have said or done. Does that ever happen to you? With that virtual list continuously running through your head? And then sometimes, just sometimes, I catch a glimpse of calm. A word or memory pops into my head and then puts my mind at ease and my breath to a normal state. And I can sneak in 40 more minutes of sleep before grabbing that cup of black gold. Well, today's word was resilience. In a previous episode, I mentioned that God is my producer. And I meant it. He helps me find the right word that you need to hear. So with that, let's dive into today's episode on resilience. And for this work, I'd like you to download your prayer journal from my Rise, Love, Live boutique at etsyshop.com. Do you find yourself struggling with constant anxiety, stress, or burnout? Maybe you're navigating through overwhelming waves of sadness or darkness. Has someone allowed you to believe that you're unworthy? Well then, we're here to debunk those beliefs and help you to overcome them. Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Radiance From Within podcast, guiding Christian women to build their confidence and self-worth. My name is Heidi, and I'm so excited to have you here. We'll work together to help you overcome negative beliefs by incorporating prayer, devotionals, and journaling into your daily routine. Additionally, we'll explore the power of words and how they can impact your mindset and well-being. Because when you unleash your inner peace, you will find the desire and strength to spread kindness and compassion. Join me each week and unlock your radiance from within. Discover your power and strength and embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. So, are you resilient? You know, flexible like Gumby, where you can snap back into shape after being bent out of shape from a tricky or thorny predicament. Me? I'm 50-50 when it comes to being able to bounce back after being down. However, I've found that this ability, this seemingly superpower, only comes with patience and God's strength. That said, we also know that God only gives us what we can handle. Naturally, being the music girl that you've all come to love, Kelly Clarkson's song often runs through my head. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Yet, it's crucial to recognize that this strength isn't born instantly. This journey is a marathon, not a sprint. Still, there are seasons that I navigate where I've faced setbacks that feel insurmountable. In these moments, unable to see the silver lining, and as I look back on those experiences, I realize that each one presented an opportunity for me to grow. And by the grace of God, this growth was possible because of what I learned is my spiritual resilience. Whoa, what's that? Well, spiritual resilience is maintaining our sense of self and purpose by drawing on our internal and external resources when faced with adversity, stress, and trauma. It essentially involves relying on our strong beliefs, principles, or values to help us cope with those difficult situations. But when life knocks us down, it's okay to feel defeated. It's okay to take a moment to gather our thoughts and emotions. Don't rush the process of healing. With that said, do you ever wake up and simply want to disappear? You know, when you feel overwhelmed, stressed, full of sadness, or whatever it may be, where you simply want to take that sheet and cover your head and hide in bed all day. Well then, my love, If that's what you need to do, then that's what you need to do. But I ask you this, can you muster up the energy and go outside? Go outside and sit in the sunshine. Let it bask on your face. Take it all in. Then, when you're ready, take that one step further. Go for a walk just around the neighborhood, or maybe in the woods, on the beach, or if you really feel adventurous, take a bike ride or go for a run. And to help with that me time, text everyone who will miss you for a few hours. Tell them that you're going offline because you need time to yourself. There's no need to worry, Mom. I'll be safe. I promise. And I promise you that you will feel amazing afterward. Now let's take a quick sec to return to the faith-based cliche that I began with. God will never give us anything we cannot handle. But I have to ask, why do we struggle to believe something so simple? Philippians 4:13 tells us that I am able to do all things through him who strengthens me. But we don't always do that, do we? My friends, we don't have any other choice. We can either let those feelings that we struggle with crush us, keep us hiding under that sheet, and keep us from letting that beautiful sun hit our face, or we can let them go. Begin by getting up and putting one foot on the floor, one at a time, and then just step outside. That's all I'm asking. You don't have to go for that walk, but you must stand outside. You don't have to talk to anyone, but I will ask you to pray for that strength. Ready? Do it with me now. Dear Lord Father, there are days where those negative feelings are so very strong that it takes every ounce of energy to get out of bed. These are the days, dear Lord, that I just cannot move. Those are the days that I need to feel you, Lord. Those are the days that I need you to hold me without asking. I beg of you, dear Lord, will you help me when I can't seem to get out of my own way? Will you please hold me in your arms, comfort me with your love, encourage me to step outside and feel that beautiful sun that you created on my face? Give me the strength, dear Lord, to have the energy to go for a gentle walk and hear those beautiful birds sing. With a humble and grateful heart, I turn to you, dear Lord, especially on those days when I need you the most. And we lift all of this up in Jesus' name, amen. Always remember, my sweet friend, you've got this. I believe in you. Now it's your turn. Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. But before you go, a simple request. If this podcast has made a difference in your life, please leave a review where you listen and share this episode with someone who could use a little light today. Knowing my show has impacted your life brings me so much joy. Remember to explore my Etsy boutique to discover the workbook you need most this month. And until next time, my friend, ignite inspiration, spread hope, and dance with faith.